gorgeous. It's breathtakingly beautiful. What an absolutely remarkable place to be able to film. It is a unique experience.
If you want to shoot the ice cap, you're going when the temperatures are absolutely their most extreme. And of course, the Arctic hit us right in the face.
You can't fake being in minus 40 degrees. Take your gloves off for a few seconds, your fingers start to freeze.
Being in an environment like that adds to the suspense and the drama.
I want to give audiences an experience of being there. It was a real privilege to do it. It looks amazing on the screen.
Okay, guys, clear the roads.
You cannot have Mission Impossible without having a sequence in which Tom Cruise is running. To be able to shoot at Parliament and Westminster Bridge was really something.
Be on this line the whole time.
But that's good right there.
Okay, go there.
Okay, shoot there. Thank you.
To stay ahead of him.
Here we are, rolling.
Here we go. We're set. And 3, 2, 1, action.
It is the most extreme practical action ever filmed.
Tom and I are completely devoted to the biggest experience possible. And there is no bigger format than IMAX. What it brings to the story really is quite immersive.
From a character's journey to the landscapes, every aspect is there on the screen.
The philosophy of Mission Impossible is to transport an audience to a place they've never been, a place they may never be able to go.
Seeing it on IMAX, it invests you in that world. This is cinema. This is the experience that is defining for an audience.
Where are my husband and kids?
We're all here together.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
G20 is a fun movie, and your family can watch the action together. I always wanted to play a hero. President Danielle Sutton, I really love that she's juggling being a mother and at the same time the leader of the free world.
I've taken the G20 by force. We will reset the world's financial markets. Going dark in 3, 2, 1.
The G20 summit with all of the world leaders is attacked by terrorists.
She's got to think fast to fight back.
Drop it!
And save her family.
My husband and kids are missing. We have to find them.
I get the fun job of being the bad guy, going up against Viola Davis.
Fight!
What makes this movie very important for me is that we don't have a lot of action movies with a female badass hero, let alone a woman of color.
Mom, watch out!
I was 58 when I shot this. It was very challenging, but that attracted me to it.
Viola did intensive training. She was so focused and locked in. Don't get in an elevator with Viola on.
She set the tone, which keeps you on your toes. There's always a few bruises and scrapes.
I wanted to look like I actually could take down someone.
Viola worked with this crew on Woman King. They're really brilliant. It was fun to be able to grapple and roll on the ground, training, and then also be able to have our scenes together.
Madam!
In our prep, we trained in jiu-jitsu, in close quarter fight choreography and tactical techniques.
We use tactics to keep it as close to real as possible, and then from that baseline to do what's good for camera.
We did a lot of the action in camera, so being grounded and making sure it's credible was really important.
They've got at least 5 hostages in the kitchen. I will not leave them.
I feel a huge sense of pride that I was capable of doing it.
Danielle Sutton, you get around, don't you?
I'll get around to you, too.
Let's go!
People can look forward to G20. It's exciting and uber fun, and that's what I wanted to create.
Well, damn.
She's kind of a badass.
One of the fascinating things in the franchise to me is the world creation.
ballerina gave us a chance to explore that world.
How do I start doing what you do?
Looks like you already have.
When I got the opportunity or the offer, it was really inspiring.
Lean into your strengths.
I'm actually surprised I came out of it in one piece.
When I read the script, I didn't think you could find a way to expand the world in a way that felt completely different and at the same time completely connected.
Welcome to the Continental.
But they did.
This is not a female John Wick. This is a story about Eve coming into it from the beginning.
I was excited. I was nervous. I was worried.
It's a challenge.
That's cool.
But a hell of a lot of fun.
The way that the fights are built, you have to be prepared for whatever they throw at you. It was a kind of discipline, physical and mental, that I didn't know before.
She balls out. Just fearless.
The action is incredible.
It is a really high bar. You have to bring your A game.
I remember the first time I saw Keanu flick a cartridge out of a pistol. I was like, oh my God, rewind, rewind.
John Wick is the Baba Yaga, and she's the Baby Yaga.
You have no idea what you just walked into.
The flamethrower scene is insane. I think I burned 106 people. I only cried with the first man. The other 105, I was fine.
Fans are gonna love what Anna does and how she plays this character.
The overall goal was to give John Wick action. When you're watching it with an audience and the place goes nuts, that's a great experience.
That was amazing!
Was murdered.
I want to go after Sarah's killers and kill them myself.
You might be the smartest person in the CIA, but you're just not a killer, Charlie. I can't make you into something that you're not.
You're just a little nerdy fellow, likes to work on computers.
In The Amateur, Charlie Heller is an unexpected hero who embarks on this quest for justice.
He's an underdog who takes on this journey because of the love he has for this person he's lost.
And along the way, meets a succession of rather wonderful characters.
Do precisely as I say, and there is a slight chance you may come out of this alive. I've been a fan of Rami's for a while, and these characters that we're playing, the relationship in terms of master-teacher, gives us an opportunity to really, really find some wonderful things to play together.
Take it! Aye, now!
Lawrence Fishburne provides a real presence, a real authority.
It's brilliant acting on the part of Lawrence. Same with John Bernthal and Rachel Brosnahan. And then you have Katrina, who brings this vulnerability, but at the same time, as tactically clever as Charlie.
I've got your man.
Charlie,
you should get out of there.
Just so many great performances that are so powerful.
When you see who all the players are in this film, It's really gifted actors with a fresh take on the world of intelligence.
He's playing us. He practically invented half of our surveillance.
I was very aware that we had a great script. It would attract great actors, and they brought it. It was day in and day out, working with the best of the best.
Are you done? Have you had enough?
No, I want them all.
The Amateur for me is an action film that's sophisticated, smart, and from the point of view of someone who's underestimated.
You can't do what I do no matter how much I train you. You're just not a killer, Charlie. It's a really interesting and fresh take on the world of intelligence.
He does things that he would never dream himself capable of to avenge her death.
I want cash and a new identity.
What you doing?
She's gonna kill you. It's a really good ride of a movie. It takes you places with real scale and texture. And to properly visit those, you need the big screen. It has a scope and scale of an action film, but with an unexpected, underestimated hero doing extraordinary things.
Do you ever account for the things I'm good at?
Tell me where he is, or swim very fast.
This ends here.
Charlie's not your typical CIA agent. He's not an action hero. He's the Amateur.
He's really an intellectual and not a physical guy.
This is about a man who loses his wife in this horrible way, and that sets him on this journey to avenge her death.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Rami, being such a gifted actor, is bringing a whole kind of complexity and nuance to it that I don't think we've seen before.
Maybe y'all misjudge this individual.
I love these films. There are so many of this genre that I've always aspired to be a part of and never thought possible. So to put myself in a position where I thought I could pull it off as an amateur, I think that's quite relatable. We are all heroic to some degree.
Do you ever account for the things I'm good at?
I decided to revisit How to Train Your Dragon because it felt like an amazing opportunity to not only direct a live-action movie, but to be jumping back into a world that I frankly miss.
Here we go. Finished the script. First draft.
I miss these characters. I missed this world. And I love movies that have a really poignant message buried deep within a moving spectacle. Adventure. Wonder. And that's what this movie really packs.
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
It's about a regular kid who gets to bond with a powerful animal. And there is something that's universally wish-fulfilling about that. But at its core, this is really a story about finding your voice and being brave enough to follow your own convictions in a world that wants you to become like everyone else.
Dad, I can't kill dragons.
Marching to the beat of your own drum, it's been such an important lesson for me in my life that I love to carry that forward.
I suppose it's just one question, really, is would you like to play Hiccup in the movie?
There's no way. There's no way, are you serious? Thank you, this is the best moment of my life.
Would you like to play Astrid in How to Train Your Dragon?
Oh, of course.
When it comes to Nico and Mason, these two just sort of came alive in the room, and suddenly I felt that they both embodied the core character of Hiccup and Astrid live in a way that nobody else could. Gerard Butler is stoic. He is the co-creator of the role. To watch him step right out of the animated movie and here he is in front of you, Stoic the Vast, it's such a treat to watch. My hope is that those who had seen and loved the How to Train Your Dragon films will be keen to see what we've done, because it comes from a place of love and it comes from a place of respect. This whole thing is just one big giant adventure, and I wake up every day feeling so thankful that I get to do it.
Welcome to Beric.
Thank you. are 16 million children struggling with hunger in America. This is a serious problem, but one we can solve. Visit feedingamerica.org to help. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Last week, Brandon met a girl on a dating app. One day after work, he finally found the courage to ask her out. No answer. He started to panic. Was he being too pushy? Maybe it was too...
Hey, sorry I didn't respond. I was driving. I would love to go on a date. How does tonight sound?
Brandon tried to play it cool, but inside he knew. A girl so smart, so responsible. She must be a keeper.
Mommy? Who is that?
I don't know.
The woman in the art has elements that are attractive to me in a film. Motherhood, farm life, country life. And then it's disrupted.
Today's the day.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Today's the day.
This film is a pipeline to something terrifying.
Your children are ripe enough to eat.
I would get out of there immediately.
Stay away from my family.
You'll be dead by nightfall.
It's a pure horror thriller.
Today's the day.
The woman in the yard.
For anyone who loves the original Jurassic films, this is the movie for you.
Oh my God.
Steven gave me a call and said, hey, you want to do another one of those?
It's called Rebirth. It harkens back to the first film. It's a survival story.
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
When I read the script, it felt like a love letter to Spielberg.
I've always wanted to shoot on film. I really wanted Jurassic World Rebirth to have that naturalistic cinematic quality.
The original Jurassic asks that brilliant question of just because we can, should we?
What the hell are those?
It's an epic action-adventure story, and there's some new types of dinosaurs being introduced.
It will have a lot of humor, and it'll be fun.
But it also has a lot of very scary, very intense moments.
The sequence with the raft was in the first novel, Jurassic Park. One of the first things Steven and I said was, we got to get that raft sequence in some place.
We've really gone back to basics, to imagine yourself in this circumstance on this Jurassic Island.
It has adventure, it has friendship and loyalty and the portrayal of those things. It has an almost impossible task that you just root for everyone to complete.
Duncan!
Come on!
The movie at its core is thrilling.
I know that it will bring back the wonder of seeing Jurassic for the first time.
Being a child, I loved the purity of Superman. It was a time when I was starting to understand what movies were.
James didn't know that Superman was in his future. He wasn't sure that that was the one he should be doing. And then he called me one day and he said, I have a way in. I know what I want to talk about.
I had been trying to crack it for years. This character's noble. And he's beautiful.
We just finished day one on Superman.
It's been a hell of a week at the office.
His scripts are so unique, his stories, they're heartfelt.
You know, we love the opportunity to play with the incredible DC library of characters and stories, and we really want to do justice for them.
Welcome to the Daily Planet. It's been so much fun to have the gang together finally.
I wear my trunks on the outside of my pants, like it's liberating.
James and his stories, he does it with heart.
Superman is a character who's good.
Who
who is filled with hope. He saves people because it's the right thing to do. We could use a little bit more of that.
Superman was my original superhero, and it started on in comics, and I think it's going to be a game changer.
This is the beginning of the future.
They are launching a new era right now.
It's the beginning of a whole new adventure and a whole new universe.
We're just getting started, and we're already deep in the DC universe. In James Gunn, we trust, and I think we can do it.
Thanks for watching Screen Chatter. If you'd like to catch up on all of our celebrity interviews and movie reviews, just log on to screenchatter.com. And you can also follow us on social media, including Instagram, X, and Facebook. Again, thanks for tuning in to Screen Chatter this week. We'll be back next week with another show. I'm film critic Tony Toscano, and I'll see you at the movies.